47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio. Looking for a 85-degree day, but man, we're 72 already, James.
It's going to be hot.
I know. I'm thinking warm. We're going to be, we might tap into the 90s today.
That is something that I heard yesterday. That's a possibility.
Yeah, but we're looking for mid-80s, but don't be surprised if we tap into 90 today. On this 10th day, double-digit day in June. Where's June going? Come on. Slow down.
June 10th.
I know. On this date, 1869, we're here. The Agnes arrived in New Orleans with the first ever shipment of frozen beef.
Mm.
Wow. 1869. 1776, the Continental Congress appointed a committee to write a Declaration of Independence.
Interesting. Yes. And they called it the... I was going to make a joke there, but it totally died on me.
Oh, okay.
We'll
move on.
I get
then.
One mulligan.
You get a mulligan.
Give me a mulligan.
I'll give you a mulligan. If you think of it, we'll come back to you. If you think of your joke, you can say, "Can I call my mulligan in?" So just let me know. 1793. I'm here to help you, buddy.
Yeah, rain check on that one.
Okay, rain check. 1793. Philadelphia ceased to be the capital of the U.S. when all federal government offices moved to Washington, D.C. on this date.
Very cool.
Guess what today is, James?
Is it another donut day?
No.
Oh.
It's Frosted Cookie Day.
Okay. Which, I mean, close enough.
Which I do like those, by the way. June 10th is Ballpoint Pen Day.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's our day,
that's
buddy.
Big for us.
I know. James and I are pen aficionados.
I'm gonna have all my pens lined out.
I have all the cool ones on my desk. You've seen my little pile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah, I've seen it many times.
1943, brothers Laszlo and Georges Biro. You see that on some of the cheap pens, Biro. Mm-hmm. Filed a patent for what's now the world's most common writing instruments. Others had tried to design a self-inking mechanical pen that rolled on a little ball with very little success. The Biros perfected the design. Opened a pen shop in Argentina. In 1945, pens went on sale in the U.S. at Gimbel's in New York for $12.50 each, which is pretty expensive.
$12.50 each?
Yeah, that was 1945. The store that day...
$100.
The store that day sold $125,000 of pens.
Wow.
I know. While there's no data on ballpoint pen-related injuries, they do happen. Like over 3,000 people are treated each year with injuries caused by pens. Wow.
You said it was
1945, the pens went on sale at Gimbel's in New York.
At $12.50.
At $12.50
That would be
each.
$32.40 today.
Okay.
According to the inflation calculator.
All right, man.
That's a 3,000% increase.
Way to get on that for us.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
$12.50 for a ballpoint pen.
I know, right?
You get a ballpoint pen for 50 cents.
Come on, you and I have spent more on that on
well,
a pen.
Well, I mean, that's different. You know, we're collectors.
I don't collect them. I just enjoy using them.
Well, no, you collect them. You just don't realize you're collecting.
Okay. All right.
It's a collection you don't realize you're adding to.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm the same way.
So besides Frosted Cookie Day, I say that twice, it's also World Pet Memorial Day today.
Okay.
It's also Iced Tea Day.
Hmm.
Oh.
Not an iced tea guy. Not a tea guy, but iced tea. I've tried. My dad's a big iced tea person, just as like a, because it's got caffeine in it usually. So it can kind of give you a little boost.
Yeah.
And he's tried to get me on board, but I'm just not a tea guy.
Not tea. How about an egg roll day?
Ooh, egg rolls.
That kind of sounds good, doesn't it?
Egg rolls are delicious.
I know. I like that. Hey, do you know that, speaking of food, that the average person is going to consume nearly 70,000 snacks in their lifetime?
I'll be honest with you, that sounds low for me.
That sounds low for me too.
I'm gonna have a lot more snacks.
I think so. Average person will enjoy 21 nibbles between meals every week.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. So do you think you snack 21 times in a week?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
That just depends on what you're snacking on.
All right. Lottery story. I know you like those.
Oh, here we go. Wait, hold on. It's gonna be a Georgia woman.
Okay.
That's how it's going to start.
No, it's a Virginia woman.
Oh,
last week was a thrilling one. She picked four combination 4444 was drawn.
Okay.
She picked that with a $1 wager. Players who matched all the winning numbers in the exact order won a top prize of $5,000. Overall, players bet a total of $438,000. All right. She did a pick. Odds of hitting all four numbers in a pick four, 1 in 10,000.
Wow.
She picked 4444. Now, they did a study on this. They did a study on this, and I could have told them. If humans stopped having babies today, how long until we're all gone?
Probably about 100 years.
Right?
I figured it out.
At the most, 100 years.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Population will begin to shrink. Older generations pass away. Right. Significant decline in the society's workforce.
Right.
Right? Current world population is projected to peak at 10 billion, James, by 2080.
Wow.
Today it's 8 billion.
Yeah. I mean, we've...
we've slowed down a little bit.
Well, since like 1965, we've increased expeditiously.
I know.
I think it was like 3 billion in the 60s or something like that, 65.
We're 8 billion now.
Yeah.
We're looking at getting 10 billion, 2080. That's a ways off.
That is a ways off.
Okay.
Long ways away.
You don't have to answer this because it's kind of a personal question.
Okay.
What time do you go to bed?
That's a personal question?
Well, it is. Yes, it is a personal question.
My head hits the pillow at about, I try to be in bed at about 10, and I'll read until about 11 usually, and then I'm asleep. Try to get
that
point.
If my head hit the pillow at 10 and I tried to read, I'd be out by 10:01.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Most of the time, it's earlier. So
right.
that's the whole point.
I didn't realize you went to bed at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, if I'm getting past 11, I know the day after is going to be
a
struggle.
Yeah. You get here earlier and you're here until 5 o'clock.
Right.
Sometimes later. And then sometimes you're going to do a game.
Exactly. Yeah. So if I'm after 11 or 11:30, I'm like, oh, this is going to be.
I tell myself every day, but I failed to do it. Go to bed earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually 9:30, sometimes 10 o'clock.
You're here early. You're here at, what, 5?
Yeah. I get up at 3:45.
Man. You're not getting enough sleep there, Bob.
So what time does the average American go to bed? The national average bedtime? 11:30 to midnight. Yeah. Wow.
I believe that.
There's no way, man.
I think you'd do it more if you didn't have to wake up at 3:45 in the morning.
11:30 seems late.
I mean, it is.
11:30 at midnight seems late. Wow.
Depends on who you ask.
Sometimes you get there, sometimes not. Depends.
Hey, you know what? 6 a.m. is early for me, and guess what? That's for you. You're into your day at that point.
I'm rocking and rolling here with the market, with Fox News at 6 and the market report to follow, right?
That's what I mean.
Okay. All right. Here's a question posed to you. Have you ever accidentally not scanned something at a self-checkout?
No. That's a fear of mine.
Oh, it's a fear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good fear.
To have the alarm ring
off. The alarm ring off when you walk out?
Yeah. That's
can I check your receipt, please?
That's something I actively want to avoid at all costs.
It's interesting that I saw this because the reason I bring it up is I did. So I filled my basket full of stuff, and then underneath I had the big box of cat litter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get out to my truck, unload all the other stuff, and I see the cat litter down there. And I thought, I don't remember scanning that.
Uh-oh.
I know. So I grab my receipt, which I always take, and looked, and it's like, sure enough, wasn't there. I was in the parking lot. Couldn't do it. I had to wheel it back in. Went to the checkout.
Yeah.
Gal goes, everything okay? And I go, no, I didn't scan this. She goes, well, gee.
You went back?
I did go in. And she, I said, I didn't get this scanned. She goes, well, thank you.
Yeah. Man, you're the I found $1 million, I'm turning it into the
James,
police guy.
I just couldn't I could not put that in my truck knowing that I did not pay for it, even though I got away.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if the alarm doesn't go off, I bought it. You know what I mean?
James, I know you. You're not. You'd go back in.
Calendar's expensive. I mean, you know, the thing doesn't go off.
Big old carton of, I don't know what it was, cat litter.
If it's a big one.
It's like a big one. I don't know, 15, yeah. 20 bucks. Yeah. I don't know, something like that. Couldn't do it. Had to bring it back in.
You're
anyway.
You're a better person than
just
me.
Oh, bull. you're just doing this for entertainment purposes.
Like,
You wouldn't either.
They missed out on me. I got away with one.
No, I know you.
Didn't Walmart say that they like this was a while
ago?
They're actively like okay with like losing a certain amount of money each day on petty theft,
nah,
I think, or something like that.
I wouldn't be. Okay, one more trivia question here. 50% of people in a recent survey said they can't remember their prom song from high school.
I can remember mine. Mine was.
Oh.
Not? Zero. Didn't have one because I didn't go to prom.
Oh, you didn't go to prom?
So there you go.
I asked the girl like, you know, the day before. I wasn't into dating and stuff.
Right.
So I asked the day before. She went and I remember, and then she left me promptly because her boyfriend, who was out of high school, showed up and she said, is it okay if I leave? And I go, sure.
Awkward. What do you say? Yeah,
summer breeze, Seals and Crofts, man. Summer breeze. I was there for the music. Summer breeze, Seals and Crofts. I remember it.
Hmm.
I was cool with it. I didn't care. Yeah. I was like, yeah, go ahead.